This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick of the NOPD joins us. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you?
Doing well. Chief, I wanted to first start off congratulating you and the members of your department. You held a press conference a couple of weeks back about crime stats where there was a glitch, and you came forward in order to make sure that the public was completely and totally informed, and yourself and Chief Gernon did an incredible job of articulating the issue, breaking it down for people to understand. You probably know that this department has had a history of not being as forthright relative to those types of issues. And I got to tell you, a lot of people have said to me that they think that that was a defining moment for this department, and I would agree. Your thoughts?
Oh, Sheriff, thank you for the compliment. I think, though, you know, it is something that culturally law enforcement altogether has not been known for. We have tended to not be as transparent as we should. We use the word, we say transparent, we want to be transparent, but it's cheap talk until there's action. And we hope that by doing what we did, that is a proof of, no, we're not cheap talkers.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think you're spot on. Obviously, you've had a busy 10-day stretch here, a lot going on in the city. Gunfire outside the Republic the other day in the Warehouse District. Any new information to provide?
No, not that I would be able to share. I will tell you that, right, you know, we are working. We do have investigative leads, so it's not cold by any means. But that is the best I can tell you regarding the club shooting, that we do have leads.
Right. That's great news. Let's pivot. Lot of friction, pushback, tug of war, however you want to refer to it, over the development of gun-free zones. I have been advocating on behalf of one, certainly in the French Quarter, possibly in the Warehouse District. I understand how it diminishes the utilization of certain strategies deployed by law enforcement. I'm not so sure everyone else gets it. What are you hearing from the state legislature, and what are the next steps?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, Sheriff, because what this is, it was framed as a law enforcement, so to speak, friendly bill. It is one in which you would think, in theory, would help law and order. But you, as a sheriff, better know than all of us, actually, you're taking away one of our tools, and it's therefore not a law enforcement friendly. It increases the risk of harm for officers who are dealing with people who are armed. It takes away the Terry stop on knowing that you're carrying. That takes it away. Things like that. So indeed, in practice, it is not a law enforcement friendly bill. And like you said, with your law enforcement experience, you get it because you understand the practical application. But it does need to be, if we're going to have a zone, not just the French Quarter, it does need to be, give credit to Chief Gernon, using the term the hospitality and areas, and that would include the Warehouse District and Poydras and all of the avenues that go right up to the Superdome. That's where the tourists walk to go down into the hospitality. And so as far as chances, you know, I don't know what the chances are going to be.
Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. I mean, my suspicion is, and I constantly remind folks, you've served in law enforcement in a number of other cities and areas of the country. I have not. But there's no other place like this place where you can drink 24/7, open container. We have drive-through daiquiri stores. And my experience is that alcohol and weapons don't mix very well. I mean, I would think that that would be readily apparent
to any other place to put that two and two together. Right. And, you know, where you have large crowds. And, you know, I do think there are other law enforcement leadership in the state. You are one of the number one sheriffs of the state. I just wish there had been more open voice collectively about this. And right now, there are not as many voices being public about it, but I do think other sheriffs and chiefs are concerned and have expressed it privately. But the power of the public voice, the collective voice, is very powerful, and I think it would be a message to the legislators to rethink this.
Yeah, I call that credible leadership, right? Where you're willing to consume political capital for the greater good. We don't always see that each and every day. Chief,
well,
one of the other...
Go ahead.
No, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, you know, you're practicing. You are one of our sheriffs of this state who is extremely well known. You got a lot of clout. There are other sheriffs and chiefs in this state. You don't have to be from a big organization to have clout. I don't understand that. It has to do with leadership. Speak up. Speak truth. I don't care what size of organization you're in. It doesn't matter. What matters are you legitimate and are you willing to speak and stand on principles that are impactful to the safety of this state? And I do know, I don't care what size of agency you're at, there are a lot of leaders in this state that do not necessarily come from a larger organization. That doesn't make you a leader.
Right. No doubt, obviously. There is, y'all have a looming issue, and I want to ask you about this because I think it's going to be another defining moment. I'm not sure what the path is going to be. Obviously, there was a complaint filed by the Metropolitan Crime Commission relative to the possibility of an alleged relationship between the mayor of the city of New Orleans and one of her security detail members. I don't know if there is, there isn't. Picture speaks 1,000 words. There's been an ask for an investigation. Where are we?
Yes. So because New Orleans does take the position that we actually take all complaints, it is a formal complaint. So because it's a formal complaint, we actually do investigate. Now, in these situations, we, since I have come here, have said to the court and to the community, we shouldn't be investigating this ourselves. You know, I can have a complaint against me. We shouldn't internally investigate it. So if it's high profile or it involves members of the command staff, it's my position those need to be investigated outside of the police department. So it is going to be investigated. It should be an outside entity. And so we always do the preliminary intake, and there's always a preliminary level of investigation of just gathering facts, preserving information. But by policy, it wouldn't matter whether it's this particular event or any other event. If a complaint is filed, we investigate. And when I say we, what I mean is I'm turning over an investigation if it's a high profile or involves command staff. So it won't be us doing the full investigation. We'll do preliminary gathering of information that we normally do in intake.
Have y'all decided who you would ask to take on this endeavor?
We, as a city, we have said that it should be an outside law firm that has experience in employment law. And so everybody has due process as well, Sheriff. So it doesn't matter who the officer who's named or not named. Everybody even knows I have a complaint against me for uniform violation when I first got here. I didn't have a name tag, someone complained. Doesn't matter the nature of the complaint or how little the complaint is. It's a complaint, so I needed to be investigated. It is our desire that it be a law firm that is completely independent with employment background.
Chief, a lot of folks, we've been watching the crime stats. Obviously, public perception still is a little slow to react as to their feeling of safety within the city. I've been telling folks, they've been asking me about us. I said, you know, one of the things that I think that is helps drive the success of what's happening right now is NOPD's been making a lot of arrests. And these arrests matter. And they reveal themselves in some apparent ways and others in other ways in a very subtle way. But nonetheless, they're all positive. So hats off to you guys for the amount of arrests that are being made and the clearances that are being made.
Well, our clearance rate is hovering around 79%, which is extremely high in the country, which basically means for people who don't follow the police jargon, it means that for every, let's say, shooting, we clear it. We mean we get somebody in custody and arrested that 80, 79% of the time. So that's important. If you're going to commit, if you're going to make a decision to do it, you are more likely not going to get away with it. You're going to be sitting your time in a prison.
How concerned are you as it relates to the capacity of the jail? Because I understand that we're near or at capacity. It has a chilling effect when y'all make good quality impact criminal arrest and can't seem to keep them behind bars.
Well, that's true. So capacities also matter, because then the sheriff has to make decisions about who they can keep and who they can't keep. And with the new passage of the law, where now our sheriff, Sheriff Hudson, is going to have to incarcerate 17-year-olds, that also impacts bed space. So it's a real problem for our sheriff's challenge to have to do it. I know she'll rise to that, but it does. She has to make decision who gets kept in jail, who does not.
Yeah, but it's kind of a morale buster, too. You know, it's been because we, you know, in my department, we were under consent decree numbers for a long, long time. We were jail overcrowding. In fact, we developed a way to grade every inmate as to their propensity for violence. Yeah. And that's how we made the releases. But you make good quality cases on impact criminals. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to keep the guys motivated out there and the ladies motivated out there, you know, risking their lives to make these good quality arrests.
Right. It's always frustrating for everyone. It frustrates law enforcement, frustrates the DAs as well. It frustrates the corrections and people like yourself, sheriffs, who had to run jails, probably more so y'all, because you are the people caring for the incarcerated, and you know who needs to be released and who does or shouldn't be released, and yet you may be forced to do so. Is it a morale killer? Sure. All that I can do as a leader is to champion our people to, we do the right thing. We do our part. We do our part. And listen, let's not worry about the things we can't control. But officers and staff need to be cheerleaded. And that's my role, is to be their number one encourager.
Absolutely. Chief, final question. I know you have to go, but Let's talk about the Wits Inn for a second. I know that we looked, the city brought in holistically a number of folks from a regulatory perspective as to the facility itself. The real problem, though, there is probably more outside that facility and what we're willing to accept as it relates to large gatherings, cooking, selling alcohol on what we call neutral grounds. I don't know if you refer to them as that yet. We'll know whether or not you fully assimilated, Chief, when you start calling it neutral grounds.
Well, I'm learning my terms. And so, and again, the culture of New Orleans with the, you know, unpermitted vending and things like that. That is unique, y'all. It is a unique thing about New Orleans. There's a sense in which you want to maintain culture and yet at the same time have a law and order, a law and orderliness about our community. So with respect to the Wits Inn, you know, the issue is, well, isn't it a nuisance? Well, it doesn't technically at all meet the padlock requirement. So this is not a business that's going to be shut down because it doesn't meet the law, and the owner did do what he was, what a good business person would do. He hired a security guard to do exactly what that guard was doing when he was killed. So is that does not, you know, he was doing everything he was needing to do. Is there a nuisance with the parking problems, the lack of orderliness around that? Yes. And again, internally, our position is going to be we are going to restore law and order within our abilities, even with the smaller nuisance complaints, because collectively it's not small. Parking, when it is out of hand, people blocking traffic, is when noise, things like that, it does have to be restored. And we are going to do that, but it does not fit padlocking. And the owner did what he was trying to do to prevent. That is tragic. And we did get someone in custody.
No, absolutely. And I think you're really spot on for what it's worth, because it's a delicate balance for these property owners. But when there's a lot of folks that are coming to that location and then we have this, what I call a culture of non-compliance, that we just feel like we can take over whatever piece of geography we desire. It works for us. It's all good. We're happy. We're having a good time. Therefore, it works for everybody else. Well, not so fast, right?
Yeah. No. And that's why even in the last month or 2 months, we have gone back to saying, you're going to start, officers, start doing traffic stops. Start inform, you know, let's practice the basics. We got to get brilliant in the basics again, because our community wants a sense, that's that perception, that feeling of, hey, we are a law and order community. Yes, we have our cultures, and as long as we can hit balances, but we can't have chaos, and we're not going to. And so there is always a balance, and I think we can get to that sweet spot.
Absolutely. And Chief, I just want to read this text. It says the new police chief continually uses the word y'all. That is a local term, not commonly used nationwide. So she is completely and totally assimilated.
I appreciate it. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and y'all was a part of our terminology there. But y'all, really and truly, New Orleans has been welcoming to me as the residents, the visitors in this department, and my fellow partners in law enforcement. I appreciate it, Sheriff, that you do invite me on your program. It allows me to have a little bit more outreach to the community. So media is a way to reach the community, and I thank you for bringing me on as often as you do.
And thank you for joining us. We know you're busy. We really appreciate it. Oh, by the way, your guys and ladies did a fabulous job at French Quarter Fest. I saw them around on foot patrol working. Yeah. I mean, it was great. EMS as well. I mean, it was really, really well done. Yeah. It was. I was proud. I was proud to see what was going on.
Thank you for saying that.
Wanted to thank you for that as well.
Friend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, folks.
NOPD Superintendent Ann Patrick. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.